What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Inside the secret files China still keeps on every worker. Every Chinese worker has a dang'an, a personnel file, but hardly anyone ever sees inside them. Published in The World of Chinese, written by Sun Jiahui, read to you by Cliff Larson. When 19-year-old Zhu Zhuanghong got a state sector banking job in 1979, he thought he was set for life. Entering the People's Bank of China as a cadre, a rank given to professionals and managers in state industries, he could look forward to lifelong job security, known in those days as an iron rice bowl. But in 1995, after Zhu left his job, he found that hardly anyone else would employ him. It wasn't until 12 years later that Zhu finally realized that his personnel file, or his 人事档案, was the cause of the trouble. In 2007, Zhu applied to work at China International Intellitech Corporation, a state-run human resources company, and he was told that they could find no documents to show how he got his previous two positions at the People's Bank of China and the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, or to prove his status as a cadre. This made it impossible for them to hire him. Later, the lack of documentation also gave Zhu a lower pension than he was entitled to. Everything had hinged on Zhu's dang'an, the mysterious personnel file that every Chinese worker has, but few have ever seen. The file is typically created in primary school and then transferred to a person's high school, university, and then employer. It records a raft of personal information, physical characteristics, date of birth, educational background, work experience, academic reports, professional credentials, political background such as membership in a political party, records of any administrative penalties, and even assessments by past teachers and work supervisors. Today, state-run enterprises still check these files when someone applies for a job with them, but most of the time a person's dang'an lies sealed and filed away in the archives of local government, human resources department, or universities. If there are some bad records in your life, it could probably affect your ability to transfer to another job in the public sector, says Wang Yuqing, who worked as a file manager dealing with the dang'an in a Chinese university, which she didn't wish to name, from 2009 to 2022. These personnel records fall under security matters, according to Wang, so the details of how they are categorized or used are strictly guarded by institutions that keep hold of them. Reviewing the dang'an of current and potential employees is taken very seriously by Wang's university. Last year, it reviewed all the files of the university's middle-ranking cadres, mostly middle managers in administrative roles, to check they had the correct birth dates, length of service, work assessments, and salary records. If there was any information missing, the employee could face huge administrative hurdles in getting it replaced. If a file is lost or destroyed, it's very difficult to get some materials reissued. One can only ask their work unit to issue some identifying document, which is just a substitute for the original, says Wang. The dang'an system of today developed fully during the 1940s, and the 1950s, but keeping records of people's employment history was hardly a new idea. As early as the Shang Dynasty and the Zhou Dynasties, Shang is 1600 to 1046 BCE, and the Zhou Dynasty is 1046 to 256 BCE, the nobility began to record the appointment and promotion of officials by inscribing bronzeware. China's first personnel file perhaps emerged in the Han Dynasty, 206 BCE to 220 CE, when the first emperor, Liu Bang, ordered candidates for officialdom to register at the chancellor's office and have their character, xing, appearance, yi, and age, nian, recorded. During the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907, a much more detailed employee record system emerged. The government created files of all applicants for official roles according to their personal information, work experience, job performance assessments, and references. The files, known as jia li, were kept by various government departments in the capital in archives called jia ku. Even after they met all the qualifications, such as passing civil service exams, a person could only be hired as an official if their boss in the relevant department found the records satisfactory. Today's Dang'an system took shape in 1940 when the Communist Party of China began creating files on party members and established a cadre office to manage the information and ensure only the right people became members. The system slowly developed in the 1950s to also cover workers and students, but never farmers. At that time, the personnel file was a powerful tool that could influence many aspects of one's life. The state assigned people to work units that had a say in whether a person could marry, that had a say on whether a person could give birth, that had a say on whether a person could even travel, and they would often consult the person's dang'an when they made these decisions. During the Cultural Revolution, the family background and political records contained in the files were used to decide which individuals would be sent to carry out manual labor in the countryside and which could instead get further education. After 1980, as China's market reforms gained pace, the Dang'an system lost its significance. More and more people went to work in private companies, and employee files were no longer necessary when they started a career. Only state-run work units were permitted to assess and store the files, so people working in the private sector didn't need to provide their dang'an when they changed their jobs. Today, most people's dang'an are stored with a local Bureau of Human Resources and Social Security in a place where their household registration or their hukou is based. The Dang'an didn't fade away, but there is little publicly available information on whether most files are still being updated or who is updating them. For example, the Human Resources Bureau of the city of Changsha in Hunan Province requires college graduates to contact the Dang'an office themselves if they want to update their files with their political background, employment records, and other information. For getting one's professional performance evaluation or a pension, the file is still useful, even if you work at a private company, says Wang. Mr. Wen, a 60-year-old who retired from an education company this year, claims he suffered a reduced pension because part of his employee file that proved his work history before 1992 has gone missing, while his employment history after 1992 is recorded in China's social security system, as everyone's should be these days, the only record of his employment before that was his dang'an. Without it, his working years were undercalculated, meaning his pension is reduced by a few hundred yuan every month, Wen's daughter tells the World of Chinese. The family has tried to contact Wen's former employer, which went out of business years ago, for help, but to no avail. Sometimes, because of the Dang'an's secrecy, a personnel file can influence a person's life without even them knowing it. In 2002, Tang Guoji, a writer from Hunan province, received a phone call from the local education bureau asking him to go to the township government to fulfill some administrative procedures regarding his mental disability. Tang was shocked. This was the first time that he had heard that he had a mental disability. And finally, in 2003, he received a copy of his dang'an from an anonymous source and found his former college had identified him as mentally ill in a document. Tang had graduated with good grades from Hunan Yiyang Teachers College in 1983, but struggled to find a school to hire him as a teacher. Now he knew why. This document, alleging he was mentally ill, perhaps based on just one of his teacher's subjective opinions, likely buried Tang's job prospects for good. And later, Tang sued the college and the local education bureau for wrecking his reputation. But the case was dismissed by the court that effectively argued the college, as a public institution, had a right to make its own assessment. Despite his failure to sue, Tang's case triggered a discussion of whether the dang'an is still relevant in modern society. So far, though, most efforts to challenge the system have been in vain. In 2009, Zhu Zhuanghong sued ICBC to try to get his own lost Social Security contributions back from the company. He also lost. While most people never see and never hear much about their dang'an today, the file is still precious enough to create anxiety among those who need to use or change it. In June, a viral video on social media showed a senior high school graduate screaming hysterically after finding that her mother had opened her dang'an file, which she had obtained in order to forward to her future college or employer. If opened by an unauthorized person, the file becomes invalid, according to Chinese law, though in this case, the girl's mother was able to get the documents verified and resealed in 2 days. Many people, including well-known TV broadcaster Bai Yansong, wondered how the graduate got her dang'an in the first place, since it's quite rare for them to be given to individuals. However, none of the commenters online thought she was overreacting. Even among the young, the thought of having a secret file affecting one's future chances for employment or pension stored in some obscure government department or in a basement in a university is enough to make anyone quake with anxiety. You've been listening to Inside the Secret Files China Still Keeps on Every Worker. Every Chinese worker has a dang'an personnel file, but hardly anyone ever sees inside them. Published in The World of Chinese, written by Sun Jiahui. Additional reporting by Yang Tingting and Tan Yunfei. Read to you by Cliff Larson.